Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
So how does free four-year college sound? That's what Vermont's independent senator and Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders is proposing. He's going to introduce legislation tomorrow that would make tuition at four-year public colleges in the U.S. free, much as it is in many European countries. So how and how well might that work? Scott Jasik is the editor of Inside Higher Ed. He joins us now. Hi, Scott.
Hi.
And as you know, Bernie Sanders is citing Germany, Denmark, and Sweden as countries the U.S. could model after in terms of providing free or inexpensive higher ed. What do they do?
Well, they're countries that do provide free higher education. They also have a much higher tax rate than the United States. They also have a greater social infrastructure that they provide to all their citizens. And they have centralized higher education. U.S. is very decentralized, which would make it more challenging.
Well, no kidding, because every state has its own public system. You know, UMass and Massachusetts, every state has it. So given those two issues, a centralized education system in Europe and a decentralized one here, and a real aversion to raising taxes. I mean, how much would taxes have to do to go up to make this happen in the U.S.?
Well, it's unclear, but by a lot. But let's face it, if Bernie Sanders is elected president, there will have been a political shift in the United States, so who knows what might be possible. But the key issue, I think, here is the resources that go to colleges and universities, because he has earlier projected it would take $18 billion to make 2 years of higher education free. But likely the third and fourth years are going to be more expensive. But the key thing to remember is the federal government doesn't control tuition rates at public colleges and universities at all.
It's the states. And so there's that issue. You mentioned 2 years, though. President Obama has already proposed free tuition at two-year community colleges. How's that going?
Well, it's generated a lot of interest and excitement. The one state that has such a plan, Tennessee, is seeing a lot more people apply to attend community colleges. But in Congress, we're not seeing much action. The Republicans are pretty much lining up against it.
And why? What's the argument against free tuition, 2 year or 4 year?
Well, I think they're different if you're talking 2 year or 4 year. The Republicans don't want to spend money on it and have said they would rather spend money on other things. When you're talking about community colleges, you are talking about a low income group of students and potential students. What President Obama is talking about is primarily targeting students who aren't going to college now. When you talk about four-year college students, you're talking about students who are going and who are frustrated by what they're paying and by their debt levels.
Well, talk a little bit about that. I mean, it seems as if there's going to be some kind of a consumer revolt. You're hearing things, as I did this morning, a young colleague saying, my interest rate for my car was 1%, for my student loan, it's 6, 7, 8%. It feels as if there's going to be some kind of a revolt there soon. Might he, Bernie Sanders, hook into that?
I think that's why this is very popular. At the same time, I think it's really important to distinguish among different kinds of student loan debt. A modest debt through federal programs may be quite manageable for most students. We're hearing a lot of horror stories about students who have taken out so-called private loans, which lack the protections and can really mess up a young person who doesn't understand what they're borrowing. But all debt is not alike, and modest debt can be a real help to many students in getting the education that's going to get them a good job.
Right. And we should say couple of things. Some countries in Europe, it's not free tuition, but it is low-cost tuition. And Bernie Sanders' bill is also going to try to lower student debt, currently around $1.2 billion, and bring down interest rates on college loans, something Senator Elizabeth Warren has long been crusading for. But tell us more about the difference between European higher education and higher education here. We're thinking of state-of-the-art gyms, climbing walls, gourmet dining halls. One of our colleagues from Canada, who shall not be named except to say, oh, it's Karen, who went to McGill and said, other countries are much more serious about education than you are in the U.S., and there aren't frills. That's why they can afford free educations from the government, because they're not paying for all these other things. Is she close to something there?
She is close to something. If you look, say, at Sweden, which is one of the countries cited for having free tuition, or Norway or elsewhere, you're talking about countries that don't provide free living expenses. So students are actually borrowing in Sweden to pay their living expenses if they're not getting a scholarship. It's not the case that everything is free. And there may be much less of a life experience that we associate with 18-year-olds going off to college. But there are outstanding universities in countries that have free tuition. Likewise, another model is the Australian model, where you don't pay, but you have income-based payments after graduation. Mm. So there are all kinds of models out there.
Well, we kind of hate it when Karen from Canada is right, and she's always right on things like this. So she says they take it; it's more serious up there. You're there to be, you're there to study. You're going to college to study. Scott Jasek, editor of Inside Higher Ed, as Senator Bernie Sanders is getting ready to propose free 4-year public school tomorrow. Scott, thanks for helping us take a look at it.
Great to be here.